Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Kavanagh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Welcome back as we discuss romances and relationships in our four nice selections this year, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula. Scarlett isn't hard as nails. She's broken by the death of her daughter. But it's not in her character to give up. She doesn't, that's not who she is. And Margaret Mitchell writes her as a broken-hearted, grieving mother who gets up. I mean, and Rhett, who's this, you know, bad boy, tough guy, blockade runner, falls apart.
Yeah.
You know? And so I feel like, you know, the relationship that Rhett has with all the children, but in particular Bonnie, gives us insight into Scarlett as a parent, mm-hmm. bad parent, you know, for the most part, but also it gives his relationship with those children, especially Bonnie, gives us insight into the two of them, Scarlett and Rhett, individually and as a couple. And I feel like Margaret Mitchell, much like Bronte gave us other characters to give us insight into Jane and Rochester, Margaret Mitchell has given us so much in these children who don't play a huge part in the story, except for Bonnie dying, you know. But we get so much out of those relationships that they have with Rhett and with Scarlett mm-hmm. because we get so much more understanding about them. I mean, you know, we see Scarlett, you know, at some point, I think it's in the book where, you know, I think it's spelled out, but it might be just my imagination, but somehow we know that she's thinking of all her children. Why did Bonnie have to be the one to die? Mm-hmm. Bonnie's her favorite. I mean, she's cold-heartedly not really enamored of Wade or or Ella, bless their little hearts, you know. But she adored Bonnie as much as Rhett did. She just didn't indulge her the same way. She was right. Tougher on her, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and she wasn't that demonstrative.
No. Mm-hmm. She's a very strange mother, you know. Mm-hmm. She's not like a Melanie who literally would die for her children. But yeah, I think that, you know, Bonnie's death changes everything for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And gives us that insight into Rhett falling apart, and it's Melanie who gets him out of that, not Scarlett.
Right.
And then the things that happen between Scarlett and Rhett after Bonnie's dead just compound and compound and compound. So there's just a lot that's, you know, it's a turning point for almost everybody in the book when Bonnie dies.
Right.
Had she lived, how would the story have progressed to the way it did? I don't know. I mean,
right. No, that's a great question.
Had Bonnie not died? I mean, I don't know. Well, first of all, she would have grown up to be a pretty bratty adult, but you know,
she would have been so entitled.
Yeah, I mean, my gosh, she would have been the terrible teen for sure.
Right.
You know, and, you know, which is interesting because Rochester, like you said in your notes, on the other hand, Rochester is so hard on Adele,
mm-hmm.
and his he says that he is that way with her to correct her faults, which
mm-hmm.
again, most of her faults seem to be that she's French, but you know, and not English. But you know, if you kind of look at how he treats Adele and how Rhett treats Bonnie and Ella and Wade, I agree with you. I think Rhett's the winner in the dad category.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
And pays a terrible price for his love, you know. I mean, if you're looking at these, you know, works of fiction, and how do you decide someone's going to die off, you know, how are you going to kill somebody off, and then if it's a child, you know, to follow through with that, to actually write that, that's a, you know, that's not done that often. And, you know, because nobody wants children to, you know, that's just not good. But it's an integral part of the story that is the tragedy of their lives, of Scarlet and Rhett's lives, definitely. And, and again, I think it's nearing the end of the book. Margaret Mitchell is trying to give us more insight into these characters as she's drawing the story to a close. And the death of Bonnie was certainly a, you know, the first time I read that book, I was like, what? You know, you can't kill off a child, you know? I mean, she wasn't ill like Beth, you know, in Little Women, you know, it's just like, you know, so I think it's a very powerful part of the story that leads to a lot of other thought, you know, and stuff. So, yeah.
Right.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion in our four nice books, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.